From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
The halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. The lights on the tree, I'm watching them shine. You should be here with me.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Christmas by U2, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 26th through the 28th at the Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. Also, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August at the Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Rick's Lighting and Home, located at 1027 St. Andrews Boulevard in West Ashley. And in a moment, we'll be talking with Cynthia Mappas and Vicki Thomas with Rick's Lighting and Home. We'll also be talking with Caroline Kreese of Energy One America about how to insulate your home with spray foam insulation. And then we'll also be talking to Russ Pritchard with the Audio Warehouse, Jeremy Johnson and Sean Hurley from America's Swimming Pool Company, and finally, Efi Freeman with Retreat Wellness about how to make your home more peaceful and tranquil, and don't we all need a little bit of that in our lives these days? Well, I did want to mention the Charleston Home and Design Show. We're a little more than a month away, I guess a month and a half away. January 26th through the 28th, we've got a lot of great things planned. Did you know that PBS's hit show, This Old House, has been filming here in Charleston this past fall? For the very first time, they have visited Charleston. They've been all over the country, mainly in the Northeast, if you watch the show, at some point over the 39 years that they've been doing it. But they do venture out from the Northeast, and they've been to Austin, they've been to I think San Diego, several a lot of markets around, but they've never come to Charleston, and they've been filming in Charleston, we've got something really, really that we're excited about coming up at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 26th through the 28th. This Old House always partners with a local general contractor and usually an architect as well. And we've invited and they've accepted the general contractor from Urban Renewal Charleston. Mark Regal Buto is the general contractor, and also architect Bill Huey of Bill Huey and Associates. They both will be appearing at the Charleston Home and Design Show and giving their insights into what it was like to work with the This Old House crew and what that was like. So that's one of the special features coming up at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 26th through the 28th. Y'all have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Rick's Lighting and Home, and they're located in West Ashley at 1027 St. Andrews Boulevard, across from Taco Bell and Pizza Hut. And now we're talking with Cynthia Mappas and Vicki Thomas with Rick's Lighting and Home. How are you doing, ladies?
We're doing well.
Fine, thank you.
Good, good. Ladies, take a moment and tell everybody about Rick's Lighting and Home.
Rick's Lighting and Home is traditionally was a lighting store that opened 33 years ago. And in 2017, we saw a total new focus by Rick. And now we're more of a home store with furniture, with lots of bar stools, tables, nice, one-of-a-kind pieces. We have also moved our outlet center that was located behind Rick's into our main building. So now we offer those same fantastic deals, but we're climate-controlled and we're all under one roof. So we have had a really exciting time of growth. We're excited about the community's reaction to the furniture. We started with bar stools, and people were, it was so warmly received that we were encouraged to go into the furniture aspect, and the customers have just loved it.
Yeah, and I've been dropping off magazines, our magazine, to Rick's Lighting and Home for years now, and it was nice to see the transition. You know, all of a sudden, you're right, the bar stools, and then more and more today, walking into your to the Rick's Lighting and Home showroom, it's almost as if you have as much furniture on hand here to see as you do lighting.
Absolutely. We are, when we say lighting, we've got a great selection of ceiling fans, outdoor chandeliers, lamps, but people are amazed at the expansion with the outlet center. Our showroom has just grown, and they are so surprised by our selection of furniture.
Right. What kind of a style would you say the furnishings that Rick's Lighting and Home offers here?
I would say we have a broad base. We have a lot of the rustic looks. We have coastal looks.
And we have a lot of repurposed furniture also.
So this is furniture that it's hardwood, for example, but it's sort of distressed.
Exactly, exactly. A little bit more of your rustic and distressed. A lot of it is more of a repurposed style. Some things may look like an old, say, an old ice box. We have tables and little chests that are made look like old ice box. We have barn doors on some of our barn shutters, if you want to call it, on some of our chests. And there are some a little bit more upscale, you know, leather-covered stools, things like that. That so there's it's a nice array, but you can tell that it's kind of headed towards Charleston with a little bit more of a coastal flair.
Right. So 33 years in business, Rick's Lighting and Home, and so you've been working with a lot of the same builders, I would imagine, during that span.
We have. I've been here almost 18 years now, and I can tell you, it's been nice to see some of the builders that we hadn't seen in a while come back. From a little bit of an economic downturn.
Right.
And we're seeing them back again. And we've actually been bursting at the seams when it comes to that type of work, all your new construction and remodeling. So we have been seeing a lot of builders coming in.
Sure. Yeah, and they're very confident to send their customers that they're maybe building a custom home for
or maybe a big remodel project, they're very comfortable sending their customers to Rick's Lighting and Home for their lighting, and then they get the homeowners get here and they discover all the nice furnishings here too as well.
Yes, actually we are still doing what we've done before all along with the lighting and our contractor work. We offer a number of services to homeowners that are building and remodeling. We help with layouts, lighting layouts, electrical walkthroughs. We help them select all the lights for their home. We work with a number of contractors who have us do that specifically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have their customers come in or their new homeowners coming in. And now they got a nice surprise. Not only do they get to look at lighting, they get to look at things to coordinate with it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I would urge people, never let your electrician be the one to determine where your lighting is going to go, because you're going to end up with a lot of dark spots in your house.
Exactly.
You folks are lighting professionals here at Rick's Lighting and Home, and it's your job to make sure that the home is illuminated properly.
Correct.
So no one should have any dark spots in their house, right?
No, they really shouldn't. A lot of people will say things like, well, there's a lot of natural light that comes in, but, you know, it does get dark sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always going around going, don't forget this and don't forget that. But, yes, that's actually what we do. We will have a look at your plans for you, give you a hand with that. If you need that done, we do have people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have people also do your electrical walkthroughs with you. As a matter of fact, I can tell you that everybody who's done it's had over 15 years of experience
mm-hmm.
here.
Right.
At least 15 or more.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to your new construction and your remodeling, looking at your plans, your electrical. And I personally call myself a translator. I find that I'm the in-between person between your electrician and the homeowner.
Uh-huh.
Because the electrician may be saying one thing, the homeowner saying something else, and I have to kind of put them together to make them both understand what's going on.
Right, right.
Or they'll tell us what they want to do. The homeowners will say they want to do this, they want to do that. And we kind of have to let the electrician know what it is they're after.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what we're available here for.
That's all part of the lighting package.
That's correct.
That if someone was building a house, if they were buying their lighting from Rick's Lighting at Home, they would get that service as part of the whole package.
Of course.
Good
That's
deal.
What we do.
What are you seeing, Vicki, in terms of trends or what homeowners are choosing for their lighting? Because when we built our house 9 years ago, I remember popping into a lighting store about 2 years later, and like all of the fixtures had changed. It was like a totally. I was like, wow, we missed out. I wish I'd gotten that light instead.
Right. Well, I do find in the trends right now, whether it's remodeling or new construction, there is a great want for the more rustic feel.
Uh-huh.
Now, the rustic can be as much something distressed.
Mm-hmm.
It could be some of the darker finishes when it comes to lighting. There's a lot of companies that have come out now with, we'll call them mixed finishes.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's, there's one particular company that has like this oxidized finish on their fixtures, and that has been very popular because it seems to go with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little bit more of a, we'll call it a farmhouse feel
mm-hmm.
on some. So, and then of course there's the more coastal cottage,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a cross between your cottage and your beach house kind of feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually find that those do really well with a little bit more of the distressed finishes. And like I said, some of the old farmhouse kind of feels, they all seem to go together well. And that seems to be the trend more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more rustic. And that's why I was saying a lot of our furniture now kind of goes along with that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of homes we do now, you can start seeing what you want to do in the house. When it comes to the furnishing and your lighting all together.
Mm-hmm.
And we can help you pick out those things that actually go together.
Yeah, you're solving a lot of problems for the homeowners because,
correct.
They're not just buying lighting, but they're going to have to furnish that new house. Usually their old furnishings aren't going to fit exactly. So You're really solving a number of problems for the homeowners. I did want to mention the outlet center real quick. That's awesome that you've moved it inside. I was a frequent shopper of the outlet center, and in fact, last year about this time, I bought a couple of desk lamps for my daughters, and they were like, "Do you remember those?" They were like kind of like a cool colors, like a red, a clear red plastic.
Yeah.
And there was one that was yellow. Yep. $10 for these really nice desk lamps, and I brought them home. My wife said, "They're not going to like those colors," and I proved her wrong. The girls loved them, gave them to them for Christmas, and so lots of great buys in the outlet center here at Rick's Lighting and Home. And before we run out of time, I wanted to ask you, you folks just won a very prestigious award from the Post and Courier.
We are very proud of that. In fact, we had told our Post and Courier rep, if we don't win, we are tired of being the bridesmaid. Uh-huh. We're ready to be the bride. So when we won, a lot of our customers would come in and say, "We voted for y'all. Uh-huh. We voted for y'all. We are so excited that y'all are up for this award." And it just made us feel so proud that our customers have seen us evolve and change, mm-hmm. and still support us.
Right. Well, congratulations on that. And Rick's Lighting and Home also has a new website. What's that website address?
It's rickslighting.com.
Rickslighting.com. Okay.
And a lot of our furniture is on that. And there's a catalog button, mm-hmm. that will take you to our whole array of lighting fixtures. So it's a wealth of information.
Very nice. And as we wrap up, tell everybody how they can get in touch with Rick's Lighting and Home by phone, and also your address here.
843-763-2282. And we're located west of the Ashley, 1027 St. Andrews Boulevard.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Cynthia Mappas and Vicki Thomas with Rick's Lighting and Home. And special thanks to Rick's Lighting and Home for hosting today's radio show. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Rick's Lighting and Home, located at 1027 St. Andrews Boulevard in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Caroline Kreese with Energy One America. How are you doing, Caroline?
I'm good. How are you, Tim?
Good. Caroline, take a moment and tell everybody about Energy One America.
Energy One America, we're locally owned and operated in Charleston off of Clements Ferry Road. Our phone number is 843-388-6260, and we are the largest privately held spray foam company in the USA.
All right, great. Let's for those that may not be familiar with spray foam insulation, how does it differ from maybe the pink insulation that people are more familiar with, that you roll out in your attic, for example? They might already have it in their attic, for example.
The pink insulation needs airflow in order for it to work, and spray foam actually stops airflow. Mm-hmm. So what it does is it's going to reduce the temperature that's inside your attic. Your attic, if you have your roofline spray foamed underneath the roofline, your attic temperature will stay within 20 degrees of your thermostat. So in the summer, it'll be about 85 or 90 degrees, depending upon how you keep your temperature in your house. Mm-hmm. And in the winter, it'll be about 50 degrees in your attic. And what that does is that greatly impacts your entire house. So your air conditioner or your heater can keep up depending upon the time of year it is.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't have spray foam insulation in your attic, for example, and you go into your attic in the summertime, you can't last up there very long.
It's 150 degrees.
It's like a sauna, yeah. And so you're gonna come out of there hot and sweaty, whatever you're going up for, you're going to want to get it and get out of there as quickly as possible. And that heat is emanating down through the floor of the attic into the living spaces below, right?
That's correct. Science tells us that hot goes to cold. So the heat that's inside the attic is going to come down into the floor below. And when it does that, your air conditioner has to work harder.
Mm-hmm.
Usually there's a differential temperature when you go upstairs from someone's first floor to their second floor of about anywhere from 10 to 15 degrees,
mm-hmm.
which is just crazy.
Right, and so if you've got the spray foam insulation is going to be installed on the roof line of your house on the
that is correct
inside of the attic.
When you go into the attic space, you're gonna and you look up, it's gonna go underneath the roof line, as opposed to the pink insulation or the blown insulation is on the floor of your attic.
Gotcha. And
so we're basically encapsulating the attic with spray foam,
sealing it all up. And that goes for if you maybe had your roof replaced in the last 10 years or so, they may have installed what do they call that?
A ridge vent.
Yeah.
Ridge vent.
And that's to allow the hot air to escape through your roof. Right. And mm-hmm. And Energy One America is going to seal that all up. So you're not going to have that ridge vent anymore.
We're going to seal up any ridge vents, gable vents, and soffit vents. And as long as I've been doing this, which is about 15 years, there didn't used to be ridge vents on the top of houses, on the
right.
top of roofs. And so attics were clean. Mm-hmm. Now there's ridge vents and all these spiders and debris and pollen all comes into your attic. And, you know, anybody with allergies, you come into your home to get away from the allergy, you know, mm-hmm. the stuff that's bothering you outside, and it's right above your head.
Mm-hmm.
So spray foam keeps all that out.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually recommend that you get rid of the insulation on the floor. And then you spray foam underneath the roof line, and that just makes your indoor air quality that much better.
Gotcha. For someone who might say, you know, I've got an existing home, how much of an impact can having spray foam in my attic make? Because I've got fiberglass insulation in the walls of my house. I've got fiberglass underneath my house. Am I going to have to insulate my entire house, the walls and underneath the crawl space and all that stuff?
It is greatly going to impact your house. When you spray foam underneath the roof line, it's going to lower your energy bill by about 40%.
Mm-hmm.
But your energy loss is 50% through the roof, 40% through the floor, and 10% through the walls. So my best suggestion is to first insulate the roof, second insulate underneath the floor if you have a crawl space. The walls is not such a big deal.
Don't touch the walls.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a surprise because the walls make up such, you know, a big amount of square footage of the structure of your home. So that kind of goes against the conventional wisdom of what you might think, but it's the attic first. If you can spray foam the attic and then underneath the house, you're going to increase your efficiency 90% or so.
A lot, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called the stack effect. Air draws up and down. I've been up in someone's attic and someone came in and out through the front door and you just get this rush of cold air. And you're up in the attic. Mm-hmm. So when you open your front door, it just goes right out the top.
Mm-hmm.
Better to keep it in.
We've been talking about the attic, but this time of year, you really start to notice those cold floors in your house if you don't have spray foam insulation underneath your home in the crawl space, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times people call and their feet are cold or somebody's complaining about cold floors. And if we spray foam underneath the floors, it does a couple of things. It stops that 40% of energy loss from going through in the summer. But in the winter, it helps to keep your floors the same temperature as your thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have hardwoods, which just about everybody does now, it prohibits them from moving.
Mm.
They will separate and they will cup and they will move. And they're a pretty expensive thing that you install in your home. So you're preserving your hardwood floors as well.
If does it help with maybe the moisture or humidity that might come up from underneath the in the crawl space?
Good question. Yes, it does. It's a vapor barrier at 1.25 inches, and we put it directly underneath the floor, so it kind of separates you from whatever's going on underneath your house.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of homes that I go in kind of have a musty smell or a dirt kind of smell,
mm-hmm.
and all that goes away as well.
Mm-hmm. And there's two types of spray foam insulation. Can you talk about that?
Yes, there's open cell spray foam and there's closed cell spray foam. Closed cell is a little bit more expensive and it makes your roof 300% stronger in the event of violent weather. It is also waterproof. Open cell is more squishy, like packaging peanuts or the cushions in your couch or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So it's a really good sound absorber and it's about 40% less than closed cell. Both products can go in your roof. Both products can go in your walls. only closed cell can go in your subfloor mm-hmm. or your crawl space mm-hmm. underneath your floor because it's the only insulation approved by FEMA in a flood zone.
Mm. Okay. So back to the attic again. You mentioned that having spray foam insulation on the roof deck, the decking of your roof in the attic, that's going to fortify your roof and make it stronger during a hurricane event or something?
Yeah, the closed cell foam just makes your roof 300% stronger. It's like Gorilla Glue and insulation. And it's underneath your roof, so it's tying your roof down or gluing your roof down to the top of your walls of your house. Mm-hmm. So there's no uplift.
Gotcha.
A hurricane wants to lift a corner and rip it off.
So it's like liquid nails.
Yep.
It's kind of connecting your entire roof.
It's very strong but very light at the same time.
So you might get the spray foam insulation from Energy One America to help with your energy bills, but the bonus is you're going to have a stronger house. And are there any? Do you know if there's any kind of discounts from your insurance that you might be able to get?
Depends on the insurance provider that you have. Some do, some don't.
Because if the insurance company knows that you have less risk of losing your roof, it seems like they would want to give you a little bit of a discount there.
You would think.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, we didn't get a chance to get into the process, but typically. How long does it take to have the spray foam insulation installed in your floor or your attic?
Typical house, it shouldn't be, a day maybe to do one or the other. We would want to do a removal maybe one day and then do the spray foam the next day.
Okay, so it's a pretty quick process.
Pretty quick. Now, we do want you out of the house when we're spraying.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you
pets
can...
Pets also, is it safe?
Anybody that breathes needs to be out of the house.
Okay, and you can go in that day or night?
We recommend 24 hours, but I went back in my house that night and I was fine.
Right, right.
I had a worse reaction with paint.
Right, right. All right, well, how can folks get more information about Energy One America?
They can go to our website at energyoneamerica.com or contact our office at 843-388-6260.
Okay, and that website again?
EnergyOneAmerica.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Caroline Kreese with Energy One America. Thanks so much, Caroline. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Rick's Lighting and Home, located at 1027 St. Andrews Boulevard in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Russ Pritchard with the Audio Warehouse. How you doing, Russ?
Great.
Good. Russ, take a moment and tell everybody about the Audio Warehouse.
Well, thank you, Tim. The Audio Warehouse was founded in 1984, so we've been here about 33 years in business. When we first started, we sold car audio and home audio. If you wanted a TV, you went to Circuit City or an appliance store.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, we were one of the first audio stores to bring in video and ultimately surround sound, and first to display a flat screen TV back in the day. Over time, we started getting involved. We were probably one of the first people to take my car installer, buy a drill in a van, and ask him to go drill holes in houses. And that was right at the start of the custom home installation, was the term that was commonly used then. As that part of our business grew, we eventually phased out the car audio business and just became home audio, video, and custom installation.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that business continued to grow, and the demand for in-home services was really at its infancy at that point. But it was a great business, and we really enjoyed it, and we found our niche in that area. And in about 2000. We closed down the retail storefront mm-hmm. and focused solely on residential or custom home installation.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the disciplines are generally referred to as we're system integrators, because we've gone from just doing audio and video systems to now that's just one subset of the disciplines we furnish. We do everything now from home networking, security systems, surveillance, access control, lighting control, motorized shades for management of natural light, in addition to the audiovisual components that all this is tied to, and smart home technologies. And really, smart home technologies is simply put, is a means of tying a lot of these functions together and either giving them to you in one simple-to-use interface or being able to automate certain things based on your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that may be as simple as just having lights that create a pathway into your home, come on at dusk and go off at a set time. Your HVAC temperature settings, dropping back, normally after you would leave for work during the weekdays, and your heat kicking up an hour before you get home, so you come home to a nice toasty house. So we've seen the business change quite a bit in terms of the industry, and so the dealers have really kind of morphed with that.
Mm-hmm.
So today, we do a large part of our work is new construction. And the fact that we've been in business for over 30 years, we still have a pretty strong market in terms of what we call retro, which is upgrades. Clients who have bought systems, and whether it was new construction or we retrofit those systems into an existing house. So we still have a pretty good business of people wanting to upgrade those systems after time and take mm-hmm. advantage of the latest technology and features.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I can say is it's a good thing you didn't change your name each time your business changed, because you would have about five or six different names by now, right? The Audio Warehouse would be, the next name and the next name and the next name. But I only say that because we've been working together for a long time. When I moved to Charleston in 1990, I worked in radio at 96 Wave, and you were a big radio advertiser. You were promoting a lot of the car audio, like you said, and home audio, and then eventually you kind of stopped advertising that, and have gotten away from having this like a retail storefront, to now you're in a place that is actually kind of it's easy to find, but it's as long as you're looking for it, right?
Yeah.
Business has morphed so much.
Yeah, there's an inside joke in the industry that if your name does not reflect what you do, then it tells how long you've been in business.
that's true. That's true. And when you got into the business, 30-some years ago, it might be a big deal if you were able to maybe run some speaker wire to some of the other rooms throughout your house to be able to listen to music in different rooms and so forth, and a lot of your customers were the people who were buying the big subwoofers in their cars and so forth, and now a lot of your customers today are architects and custom builders, right?
Yeah. In fact, today we still have a small showroom. But unlike that time where everybody came to us, today we go to our clients,
mm-hmm.
Because everything is a unique fit, whether it be their request or what they're looking for feature-wise or how it's going to be installed. It generally requires us coming to the customer, and that's either for new construction or for existing homes. One of the most common things that we come into today is we look at systems and we talk to clients about what they want in terms of new features and new technology. Everything seems to center back to the network now.
Mm-hmm.
In the day you mentioned wires, and that's one of those common questions is, well, isn't everything going wireless? Do I need to run wires? And my classic response to that is every good wireless system runs on wires.
Mm-hmm.
So wires still are essential to a good infrastructure and future-proofing your home. But the one thing that we continually see now is that the quality of Wi-Fi in your network is directly related to the experience that you're going to have with almost all new technology.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the common things that we talk to clients about up front as they come talk to us about whether they want Sonos or they want a music system or they're putting in surround sound. Or they want some of the smart home technologies. One of the things we always have to look at is the quality of that Wi-Fi that exists in that space,
because
that will impact how these systems operate.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What are you seeing when you sit down with a customer who might be building a new house, or might be they might be in an existing home and they just want to upgrade their system, or maybe they don't have any system at all? What are some of the key components that people are asking for, the disciplines, as you say?
Well, typically when we sit down with a new customer, you know, part of our job is to educate the clients on what is new, what are the trends, what is available. But we typically break things down into, we start with what we call the essentials. And there's three things that go into virtually every house and people want or need. One is security. Virtually every house gets some form of security. Typically, we start with what we call intrusion, which would be door contacts, motion detectors, things that would protect the home and its occupants. And then we get into life safety and environmental controls, such as monitored smoke detectors, heat, CO sensors. And then what's growing out there in popularity is water protection. You now have the ability to tie in your systems, sensors that you put in locations like what I call wet appliances, ice machines, dishwashers, washing machines, where you have a potential of a leak, that when these devices sense water, it actually shuts the water valve off to the house and will notify you via text message or email. The cameras have become very popular. And probably one of the things we commonly get asked for now, and they do a great commercial for it, but Ring.com, Skybell, mm-hmm. are probably the two most popular that you see on the market, to where now that when somebody rings your doorbell, the app opens up on your phone and you see who's at the door, whether you're at home or away, and you have the choice of talking to them or not, and then you can add to that with electronic locks where you can hit a button and let them in the house. Mm-hmm. So we see that the security business has really done a good job of driving some of the smart home technologies that we see so popular today. And then from security, we talked about Wi-Fi and networking. That's probably the shortest conversation, because it's, yes, I want Wi-Fi everywhere, and I want as much as you can give me, as fast as you can give me, end of discussion. But that has become the expectation now, is that people want Wi-Fi in all spaces, public spaces, inside and out. And it's not just the parents, it's the kids, it's the entire family that are driving that. And then the third component that's an essential is the wiring, is mm-hmm. the infrastructure in the house. You know, you have to plan for wiring to accommodate, TV locations, wireless access points to give you that coverage of Wi-Fi that you're looking for. And I think one of the things right now that people should be really aware of is that, HDTV has driven a lot of this technology, and over the years, where you had just a coax cable come into a cable box. Then we started distributing HD over component video cables. Then that gave way to HDMI cables. Well, I think HDMI is here to stay for a while, but what's changing are the standards of HDMI that to pass 4K resolution, which is coming. Mm-hmm. We already see some 4K content available. You're seeing 4K ready TVs. You now have 4K DVD players that have hit the market. But one of the things that people need to be aware of is that to get true 4K resolution, the wiring that's in homes today might not be compatible or may require some hardware changes to deliver that content from point A to point B. Mm. But we've called this structured wiring for many years, but this is something that we caution clients, because, again, back to that most common question, isn't everything going wireless? Well, a lot of things are going wireless. Yes, this is true. But some things are going to remain wired, especially in the near term, and they're going to perform better mm-hmm. over wired. So you need a balance of both to be successful in making your home future-proof, and not just future-proof, but even taking advantage of some of the things that are available today.
Mm-hmm. We could spend a whole hour on just talking with you, Russ, about some of the trends and so forth, but unfortunately we are out of time. But how can folks get more information about the Audio Warehouse?
So you can go to our website at theaudiowarehouse.com, and that's like the, T-H-E, audiowarehouse.com, or give us a call at 843-571-0535.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Russ Pritchard with the Audio Warehouse. Thanks so much, Russ.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Rick's Lighting and Home, located west of the Ashley at 1027 St. Andrews Boulevard, across from the Taco Bell and Pizza Hut on St. Andrews Boulevard. And now we are talking with Jeremy Johnson and Sean Hurley with America's Swimming Pool Company. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Thank you.
Take a moment and tell everybody about America's Swimming Pool Company.
Sure. So America's Swimming Pool Company is a franchise operation. We have multiple locations across the southern United States, all the way out to the West Coast. Sean and I are business partners in three of our local franchises here, the Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Somerville franchises.
Mm-hmm.
We specialize in pool maintenance, pool equipment service, and also renovations.
Mm-hmm.
And our primary focus is our weekly pool routes, where we come out, test chemicals, go through normal procedures and processes that pool companies do, add chemicals, balancing chemicals, cleaning, blowing off the deck. But then we also go one step further and we'll complete an email report with a time stamp picture in a proprietary software program that we use called Pool Ops. And no matter where you are located in the United States, we can email you that report so you know the current condition of your pool when we were there.
Very good. Well, let's talk about the pool maintenance for a second. Sometimes it feels like you have to be a chemistry major to grasp what your pool needs. And a lot of people, including us, we bring a water sample to one of the pool stores, and they kind of tell us what we need. And I always kind of wonder, I'm buying the stuff from them as well, so do I really need all of these different chemicals and so forth? America's Swimming Pool Company, you take the mystery out of that, and you folks are showing up. Do you show up on a weekly basis, or how do those maintenance programs work?
Yeah, great question. We tailor a maintenance program to the customer, whatever that customer might need, whether that is weekly service, biweekly service, or a once-a-month chem check. So depending on what we determine the pool needs at that time, typically most of our customers are on a weekly route. So we come out every single week. We keep all the chemicals on our truck. We don't store anything on site, so then you don't have to worry about chemical hazards there at your house or anything for kids to get into. We bring it to the pool. We test the water. We add the chemicals that are necessary. Anything specialized chemicals as far as stain treatments and stuff like that, we can also take care of that, but we make the customer aware of that before anything needs to be done further with specialty chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a great system in that the customer doesn't have to worry about their pool. All they need to do is jump in and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what most homeowners want. They
exactly.
just want to be able to use it when they're ready to, and avoid the green water and that kind of thing, right?
Exactly. That's right.
So there's the maintenance part of the America's Swimming Pool Company business, and then there is the pool repairs and pool renovation end of things. And how does someone know that they have a problem that needs renovating?
On the renovation side, a lot of times you don't know that you have a problem. We can get into a scenario where customer contacts us and, they're just wanting to update their pool. There might not be any visual issues with the pool that we see, but once we drain the water and we get into it and we start looking at it, that's when you can notice more potential issues. There are some visual signs that we can see when we go out and we look at it and say, this might be an issue or that might be an issue, but we don't really know until we get in there and we start to kind of take Humpty Dumpty apart, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just having a trained eye out there to be able to look at it and see if there is any possible issues. Most of the time there's not. It just comes down to the customer wanting to update the look and the feel of their pool.
But there might be certain things like I keep having to refill my pool. It seems like I'm losing water, but I don't know where it's going to.
Absolutely. We get that call quite often. Customers feel like they're losing more water than they should. And that's something that we can go in and we can diagnose. That falls a little more into the service side of the business. But we can go in, perform leak detections, pressure test the equipment, dive in the pool to locate a leak if there is one. So it's a multi-step process there as far as, you know, potential leak goes. But that is something that, yes, you would be able, the customer would notice, and they would then contact us to come out and take a look at it.
And leak detection is something that we do ourselves in-house. We have the ability to dive pools, look for leaks visually, dye test, pressure test lines leading to and from the equipment, and that's all something that we can handle ourselves mm-hmm. in-house.
What types of swimming pools does America's Swimming Pool Company service or repair?
All types of pools.
So fiberglass?
If there is water in it, we'll service and maintain it.
Line.
Fiberglass, vinyl liner pools, plaster pools or gunite pools. As long as it's a pool, we can service it.
Gotcha. And what about the equipment?
The nice thing with America's Swimming Pool Company is we have relationships with all the major manufacturers. We're not just aligned with one manufacturer. So whether you have Pentair equipment or Hayward equipment, J&D equipment, we're authorized service centers for all the major companies, and we have a relationship with those companies so that we can ensure that our customers are getting the best price and the best equipment for their dollar.
Mm-hmm. How old does a typical swimming pool, how old is it before it's going to really need some of those repairs?
great question again. I'd say it depends on the type of pool, but on average, you can say anything for a swimming pool is going to last about 5 to 7 years, whether that is a vinyl liner, whether that's a fiberglass pool before it needs to be resurfaced, or whether that's the plaster needs to be resurfaced. There's obviously different levels of material that can be used to get you more of a lifespan with that. But a general rule of thumb, about 5 to 7 years, and then you should be looking at possible renovations on your pool.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And like when it comes to pool equipment, we just recently got a new pump, and our power bills have dropped. And the only thing I can point to is that our old pump was probably, you know, was not an efficient pump. And the new one we got is very energy efficient. And like, what do you call those?
The variable speed.
Variable speed. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So yeah. You might be using some aging equipment that's really costing you more money than you need to.
Absolutely. The pumps that are on the market today are definitely more efficient than the pumps that were on the market 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. So if you have a 5-year-old single speed pump on your pool now and you go put a new single speed pump on your pool, it's going to be more efficient than the 5-year-old pump. Mm-hmm. If you go to a variable speed pump, that's obviously much more efficient than a single speed pump. So we definitely encourage everybody to go the variable speed route. It's going to save on your power bill, like you mentioned. And actually, I believe that coming up in 2020, that they're going to start mandating all variable speed pumps to be installed. They're going to be doing away with single speeds entirely.
Gotcha. And you don't necessarily have to have a problem to call America's Swimming Pool Company because you might want some new features in your swimming pool.
Absolutely. We offer free pool inspections. So if you call us up, we'll come out. We'll take a look at all of your equipment, your pool. We'll let you know if there's an issue. We'll let you know if there's not an issue. We're not out there to try to sell you on anything. We're out there to educate the customer and, you know, provide the best solution available.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody wanted maybe a water feature integrated into their existing swimming pool, or maybe LED lighting or different color lighting, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, they don't have that now, but they could call America's Swimming Pool Company and you folks can help retrofit that?
Absolutely. You can go from, you know, outdated white lighting to updated LED lighting in the pool. Nothing changes as far as the structure of the pool or anything like that. We're just changing out the light itself.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with your equipment. We don't have to go in and tear everything out and put everything new in. You can always, add to what you already have.
Mm-hmm. And this is what you call renovation season, right? This is the time of year when it's best to get that work done on your swimming pool. Correct. So you can enjoy your swimming pool to the utmost when the weather's warmer.
Absolutely. The fall and winter time is the best time to renovate your pool. Depending on the scope of work for a renovation, we could be looking at a 10-day project. We could be looking up to a 5 to 6 week long project. So the last thing you want to do is go in and renovate your pool in May or June, when it's the peak time of the year to be using your pool, and have it down for 5 or 6 weeks, and then you don't get to enjoy it during the season.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about America's Swimming Pool Company?
Sure. The best way to receive more information is to contact us directly at our office. You can reach us at 843-388-4065 or by visiting our website at aspmountpleasant.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Jeremy Johnson and Sean Hurley with America's Swimming Pool Company. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today we're visiting Retreat Wellness, located at 1617 Ashley River Road, west of the Ashley. And now we're talking with Aoife Freeman with Retreat Wellness. How are you doing, Aoife?
I'm great, Tim. How are you?
Good, thank you. Aoife, take a moment and tell everybody about Retreat Wellness.
Sure. So we're a boutique that is focused on prayer and meditation. So it is a store where you can come in and either create your own prayer altar, or we can absolutely come to your home and help you create that. We also have wellness services that are created to expand on the spiritual connection within. And so that we have, for that we have yoga, we have Reiki available, and we also have tarot card readings.
Very nice. What will folks experience when they visit your retail location here at 1617 Ashley River Road?
Well, the thing I hear most about people's experience when they come in here is that there's a sense of serenity and peace and, like, love that's enveloped in this space. From the busy street outside, you come in here, I called it retreat for a reason. And it's a place where you can come and take some time for yourself. And come up with, when you walk through our retail space, items will speak to you, and you'll gravitate towards the things that you're craving in regards to meditation, grounding yourself, and I say, like, connecting with the sacred spaces within.
There are people listening right now who may not have any idea of the products or services that Retreat Wellness offers, but they need Retreat Wellness. And what are your typical customers seeking when they stop here at Retreat Wellness or have Retreat Wellness come out to their home?
Well, I think they're seeking a better understanding of what your higher self means. And when you come in here, there are techniques and tools within, the New Age spirituality way of life that are presented to us by ancient history. It's been proven before medications, before, medical community became involved in the science, that meditation is a proven way to get grounded, become more productive, to connect with other people in a more spiritual way. And really how I see it as is, if you're not living from your heart, you're not living within the universe's will. And this store really, supports that idea that when there's an energy block, there's usually some pain associated with that, whether it's physical, emotional, mental. And all of our services and our products here work with your body in that way to release those energy blocks so we can live a more fulfilled life and you know, be free of the anxiety, the depression, you know, the stresses of the everyday life that, that we run into.
And a lot of the people you're talking about may have gone to multiple doctors. They're not feeling well. They don't really know why. No one can really pinpoint an answer or a reason why they might not be feeling well. And how does Retreat Wellness, how do you folks help those folks to feel better?
So we get to the root of the problem, right? So every time I've gone to a doctor, you know, there's always something for me to take that will help the symptom. But really, the root of the problem is always something within an emotional baggage that I'm carrying around with me that I'm not aware of or I'm not willing to let go of. And so we provide workshops here. We provide yoga classes. We provide Reiki, which is a spiritual energy clearing technique, to really get to the bottom of what that message is sending us, right? So when we're in some kind of conflict, our body reacts to that. And so when we get to talk to the professionals in the community, like I have here, about what those feel like, what those look like, how they get manifested, the professionals are able to tell you, you know, the communication begins where you can begin to understand where the root of the problem is coming from. You know, it's really like connecting with your intuition. And the people that we have working here are really inclined and very intuitive to help you get to your intuition and connect with that. And that's really the sacred space within is connecting with that intuition that gives us all the messages that we need.
And folks don't necessarily have to be feeling bad. They may not be living their life to their full potential.
Right, exactly. So, you know, for me, there's not necessarily, a form of depression or anxiety that gets me into a place of needing to heal, but more of, like, what could I do more? Like, what will help me get to the next level in my life, right? And so if there's that drive within you, you know, there's a way to access that. And our work here is really part of that. So it's an expansion of the internal self is what gets us to the next level in whatever direction our journey is taking us.
How did you get into all of this?
You know, I actually got into this in 2010. I took a yoga teacher training class in New York City, and I was taught about, I was taught a lot about the Ayurveda world. I was taught a lot about breathing. I was taught a lot about things that I didn't really understand but was always very attracted to. And I wasn't able to put it in place until I got sober in 2012. And that's really where my spiritual life took, like, a whole nother level. Working in this field as a sober woman has been incredible and extremely empowering. And it's really taught me how, you know, the better part of me really wants to be of service to other people.
How can folks get more information about Retreat Wellness?
So if you check out our website at retreatwellnessboutique.com, we also have a Facebook page, which is Retreat Wellness Boutique, and we have an Instagram page, also Retreat Wellness Boutique.
Okay, and your physical location here?
Is 1617 Ashley River Road, Suite B in West Ashley.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Aoife Freeman with Retreat Wellness. Thanks so much, Aoife.
Thanks, Tim.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday